Hi, this is Nick Hood. Thanks for listening to this audio boo. This week I'm thinking about how can systems learn and the metacognition of organisations, and I'll explain what that means shortly. But in the film Monty Python's Life of Brian, the followers of Brian call out to him that they're hungry as they follow the reluctant Messiah figure into the wilderness. Impatiently, he points out the juniper bushes. "A miracle! A miracle!" they proclaim as he solves their problem by showing them the berries, the solution, right before their very eyes. In education establishments across the country, people with skills and competence in teaching or research are thrust into roles where other skills are required. They're assumed to be equipped to function in these roles without any experience or training in the skills required to run complex management of multiple programs, with a necessary appreciation of or grounding in the roles of risk and change management. In industry, I was a number of years ago promoted to the role of project manager because I was a presentable and competent systems engineer who could string a sentence together and talk to the customer. When at the first program review meeting I was asked where the critical path was on my projects, I had to admit that I didn't know what that meant. Quickly, and making mistakes as I went, I learned the significance of that phrase and all that that implied, and eventually became a competent and project manager and program manager, eventually finding myself as a chief project manager of civil aircraft projects in a British aerospace company. This was brought to mind recently as I sat through a presentation by an academic who had found himself running an institute and who was under pressure to improve the efficiency of its use of facilities. He was smart enough to realise that the answer might well be found inside the institute itself, in particular from those who ran the various programmes within it. So this is the purpose of the meeting, to find out who could help and who had good ideas. But it sounded, I don't, struck me as a little desperate, that a man who was in a role and clearly struggling to find good solutions to the problems he'd been presented with to be more efficient. What these examples show is that systems involving people in an organised space need to acquire, sustain and develop knowledge and skills in order to function well. In an analogous way to people, when we talk about people acquiring, sustaining and developing knowledge and skills, we call it learning. When we consider people, best practice in learning involves metacognition, the awareness of the learner that they learn and how they learn. My observations this week from these and other examples is that dysfunctional organisations lack metacognition. Knowledge in such systems is haphazard and transient. What the system knows is arbitrary almost and accidental. They gain experience, but they fail to learn from it. Self-awareness and thereby self-improvement is accidental. It's anarchic. And the organisation tends to crash from crisis to opportunity with these in random ratio, and is unable to affect the ratio in favour of opportunity, because it neither knows how nor even that it should. So how can systems learn? Looking at people as successful learners, we identify motivation, language, and metacognition as three of a number of characteristics. If we map these onto a systems or organisational context, we can imagine that the organisation wants to learn once it becomes aware, through its leadership becoming aware, that it needs to. A knowledge audit might follow, in which the leaders find out what represents knowledge in their organisation. Projects, programmes, products, clients, tasks, assets and resources all might be features of the knowledge set. Smart organisations know much more than this, of course, extending to things like carbon footprint, social impact and the trajectories for these parameters into the future. Gathering knowledge together into a coherent, rich picture of the organisation provides new knowledge, the knowledge of gaps, weaknesses, and inefficiencies. And with this knowledge, the knowledge of self or metacognition, and the organisation to begin to take control of its own destiny, in the same way that educated people tend more to be in control of their own lives than those who are not. So how do the leadership teams of such systems begin the process? Using or establishing, if required, the language that represents knowledge in their organisation. The players and talking resources in the organisation should speak the lingua franca of their business. Program, project, research, finance, cost, time, product. All of these terms have special and significant meaning in the context of the organisation or system. Those involved in them ought to understand them. Do people in your organisation understand this language? If your people have good ideas for working better or a new opportunity, do they have the language to articulate it in the right place and make it viable? In the courtyard of an ancient and famous university stands a sundial into which the motto Nosce Te is cut. It means know thyself, and it has a much greater significance than might be appreciated by those who see it every day. Thanks for listening to this audio boo. Comments, as always, are most welcome.